Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are doing our community spotlight here on Shine FM, and in the studio with me, Haley Labatt with the Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so December is here, the holidays are kicking in. Do we have lights and decorations and things like that downtown yet?
Yes, downtown is fully decorated. It's very festive, so you need to come down and check out all the cute little window displays and lights.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing I like about the holidays, is seeing all the towns and how they decorate for the holidays.
And they're also different.
Yeah, very different. But that, I think, starts the whole holiday season. So I know you are heavily involved in tourism, and we always want to encourage people to shop local. So what kind of things can people do this year to shop local? What do we got going on in Belle Fountain?
So on Saturday, December 5th, from 10 to 6, the Grandpa Store and More is opening up inside of the Fun Company. So the owner, her name is Mandy. She had a daughter that her name's Ellie. That was just really torn as to what she should buy her grandpa. So she said, let's just do a grandpa store so all the kids can come and they can buy exactly what their grandpas or grandmas would want for Christmas.
I found out, I just had a visit with my parents, and I just found out that my father likes Tim Hortons coffee. And not going to Tim Hortons, but the bagged stuff. I'm thinking, that's an easy. Dad just sent him several bags.
There you go.
Yeah, because he doesn't get around too much. But, you know, you think about what might be available for a grandpa. Yes, slippers would be good, or any kind of...
A little mug to go with the coffee.
Yeah, right.
That says world's best grandpa on it.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun things you can do. So that's going on this Saturday from 10 to 6.
Correct.
And yep, that's at the Fun Company, which, by the way, is an awesome place to shop.
It's such a cute little store.
I always shop for my grandkids at that store. I actually shop for my son, who's an adult as well, because there's all kinds of fun. You know, he's an engineer, so he likes to get his hands on the building type stuff. And
oh,
they
yeah,
have magnets and, you know, just
Playmobil.
I could shop for the whole family at that place. Well, besides that, you have a calendar on your website as well about what's going on.
Yeah, if you go to experiencelogancounty.com, you can go check out all the events and special things happening in and around Logan County.
Okay, now let's talk about the guests that you brought with you today.
So I brought Katie Cooper. She is the new director of the Downtown Belle Fountain Partnership. She will be taking over all of the First Friday events.
Does that mean that this Friday there's an event?
Yeah, we do have an event this Friday. Now, it is condensed compared to what we were originally planning, but this year has been full of pivots and turns. So.
Of course. Yeah, so we all adjust really quickly.
Absolutely. And Haley can probably speak to this a little bit better than I can, but we still do have Santa coming to town, and he is going to be at the Citizens Federal drive-thru, so the kids can walk through. They can send their Christmas list to Santa through the chute.
I love that idea.
It's so cute. They will receive a egg back, and we're doing a golden egg ticket program. I don't know if there's a better word for that.
Yeah.
There probably is.
Yeah.
I want to sing the Willy Wonka song. I've got a golden ticket, you know, when you talk about the golden ticket. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I digress.
You're fine.
But I think that's so good because, you know, you think about the holidays. How can we do things different? I'm sure there's not going to be malls. And with Santa, where kids can sit on their laps and,
absolutely,
you know, do the things that we do with our kids. But this is fun.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in the drive-thru.
Yes.
Using,
and we figure that's a good way to interact without having to be close and just looking at, where you can actually talk and send over your list and you get your little treat back.
I love it. That is so much fun. And that's right downtown at Citizens Federal.
Yes, ma'am.
So no more Christmas parade. We've nixed the Christmas parade or even the reverse parade.
Yes, ma'am. So we're not going to have floats or displays or the parade at this point. We are going to have a shop hop. We're going to do our passports for that shop hop. Have Santa, like I said, over at Citizens. We're going to have a DJ over at the fountain in front of the courthouse. And then we are also going to have Flying Pepper right to the side of the courthouse.
Oh, so yeah. Well, I'm in now.
In line, yeah.
I'm in. That's really sounds like fun. So a shop hop is basically you just go from shop to shop and you get your passport,
yes, ma'am,
checked, and then you get to get a prize, right, Haley?
Correct. Yeah. So if you visit 10 different stores or you end up cultivating 10 different stamps on your passport, you fill out your name and your phone number on the passport and you turn it into the last shop that you visit, and they will turn it back into us, and we will draw for a winner for a big gift basket.
Now, is that happening just this Friday, or is it going to be Friday and Saturday since we have the Saturday activities as well?
So the shop pop will happen all weekend long.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's in all the downtown. Is there a way to know which shops are participating?
They are all participating.
Yay.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, yes. Well, it's the way to come together and make sure that's happening. So it's a shop pop, and you have a Facebook page, correct? For the Bell Fountain Downtown Partnership.
Yes, and actually, if you're interested in the events, we actually have a First Friday event page, which is a little bit better to get a hold of the community calendar and
okay.
See what's going on.
So First Fridays in Bell Fountain, basically, is that's the way to look for it. Are the picnic tables still downstairs? Can we still sit outside?
You can.
Special request.
It's cold. Yes.
We'll put one out for you.
Is the fountain off? I don't know what time
they finally did.
You know that winter's here when the fountain goes off.
Yeah.
It's such a bummer.
But it's decorated, though, so it looks very, very pretty.
I love seeing the volunteers that come down through downtown, and they do the plants, and they decorate the fountain.
They do such an amazing job. I think they call them the elves.
Yeah, the elves of downtown.
The downtown elves.
Now, there are plenty of restaurants and coffee shops and things like that, so people don't have to walk around empty-handed.
Correct. So if you go to, you know, Native Coffee or Sweet Aromas, grab a coffee and, you know, warm up. So.
All right. So that's all happening this coming weekend.
Correct.
All right. How can we get really specific information about everything we just talked about in case they missed it?
Yeah. So if you go to experienceloganCounty.com, you can find information on all of these events.
Are you going to be doing anything getting closer to Christmas, or is this going to be your big push for the holidays?
This will be our last big push for the holidays.
Okay, and then we get to enter a new year and hopefully new things happening, right?
Yes.
We're all going to be open. All right.
Yes.
Haley, thank you so much for coming in today and giving us an update on what's going on in Logan County. And don't forget, experienceloganCounty.com to get more information. And don't forget to come on down and shop local. Yes, we want to encourage you to shop local no matter where you live, because we want to keep those dollars, especially this year with those poor small businesses. We want to make sure that those dollars stay in our communities. That is our community spotlight.
We're community supported Shine FM.